With SLN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Armenia and Azerbaijan signed a peace agreement during a White House ceremony. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With President Trump presiding, the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to end decades of conflict and reopen key transportation corridors.
With this accord, we've finally succeeded in making peace.
Both of the visiting leaders expressed their gratitude for the U.S. role in reaching an agreement. Armenia's prime minister called the deal a success for the two countries and a success for the world. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new wildfire north of Los Angeles is keeping crews busy. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Firefighters north of Los Angeles are making progress against the Canyon Fire, a new blaze that sprung up Thursday afternoon, spreading quickly in steep terrain near Lake Piru. It forced thousands to evacuate. As a line of flames burned on the not-too-distant ridgetop, in an interview for KABC7, resident Joseph DeLeonardi says he was up all night as the fire surrounded his cul-de-sac. The Ventura County Fire Department says the blaze spread east into Los Angeles County, but crews were able to take advantage of lower temperatures overnight to attack the fire. I'm Jennifer King.
Emory University has alerted students and staff Friday to an active shooter on their Atlanta campus. The alert Friday told students to run, hide, fight, and avoid the area. Atlanta police said they were responding to reports of an active shooter. They did not immediately say whether anyone was injured in the shooting. A nearby deli employee said staffers heard a string of gunshots that sounded like fireworks going off one after the other. A man suspected of killing four people at a Montana bar is in custody after a week-long search, according to authorities. Michael Paul Brown, the suspect in the killings, has been captured. This is SRN News. A state athletic organization goes all in on transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
USA Fencing recently announced it will not allow men to compete in the women's divisions. But the Minnesota chapter didn't like that and has responded by declaring they'll have no divisions. All fencers, men and women, will have to compete against each other in one large open category. Minnesota Fencing has released a statement criticizing USA Fencing's transgender ban and referring to the Minnesota Human Rights Act. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israeli airline El Al reports that its Paris office has been vandalized with anti-Israel graffiti. Corporate officials are calling the act deeply disturbing as tensions between France and Israel run high. The graffiti was discovered Thursday morning. The El Al offices were unoccupied at the time of the incident and no one was harmed. This is SRN News. The Trump administration wins an appeal in the high-profile case over immigrant deportation.
The 2-1 decision from a federal 3-judge panel vacates a previous ruling from U.S. District Judge James Boasberg. Last April, Boasberg found probable cause to hold the administration in criminal contempt of court in a case involving deportations under the Alien Enemies Act, as planes were already en route to El Salvador. The administration denied violating his order. The appellate court ruling overrules the finding. In reaction on social media, Attorney General Pam Bondi called the decision, quote, a major victory, unquote. George Williams, Washington.
Astronaut James Lovell, who is commander of the 1970 Apollo 13 mission that managed to get back to Earth safely after an oxygen tank explosion, has died. He was 97 years of age. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.